The Chinese Progressive Association, or CPA, and the Asian Law Caucus, ALC, announced the settlement at the Chinese Progressive Association building in Chinatown amid a group of jubilant former Lee's Deli workers. 17 workers will split the $60,000 settlement, which was awarded with the involvement of the Office of Labor Standards Enforcement. Jenny Wong is the Worker Alliance Manager at CPA. She said that the victory is in large part due to the workers coming together to take collective action.
The workers decided to take collective action and to send a demand letter to the employer to come to the table and address the issue and to negotiate a settlement.
Lee's Deli did not survive the pandemic and permanently closed its last location in February. In January, a former Lee's Deli worker whose wages had been kept by the business learned about CPA through its community outreach program. Throughout the course of 5 months, CPA and ALC aided over 17 workers in taking collective action meant to reach a settlement for the unpaid wages owed to the workers, including a week's vacation pay. That's according to the Office of Labor Standards Enforcement. Mimi Chan is a community advocate at Asian Law Caucus. She said it's very unusual to get unpaid wages from a business that has closed, which makes this settlement historic. She also said the settlement is an example of what is possible when community advocacy groups work with the city on behalf of exploited workers.
It's a really good example of what can be possible in partnership with the Office of Labor Standards Enforcement. It's a closed business. Lee's Deli closed down last year, and that makes it really, really difficult for recovering any wages owed. This is a really common scenario that we come across.
In May, Mayor London Breed proposed cutting nearly 50% of the Workers' Rights Community Collaborative budget for the next fiscal year. This could mean groups like CPA and ALC could lose significant funding, which could impact their work. Jenny Wong said that CPA is one of the only community groups doing outreach in the Chinese immigrant community. She said the organization offers workers' rights education materials in Cantonese and Mandarin. She said the proposed budget cuts would drastically impact their outreach efforts.
That's our role in the community to be able to bridge the workers with these agencies that can help them. So with half of our funding gone, it will really impede our ability to help San Francisco do this type of enforcement work.
The Workers' Rights Community Collaborative says that it has outreached 23,340 workers in San Francisco since the start of its contract with the city in 2022. The group says it has recovered over $2 million in owed wages and other compensations for workers. The deadline for Mayor Breed's approval for San Francisco's city budget is July 31st. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Abby Taske in San Francisco.